Find this expansion of Yaakov's historic struggle with the Malach. Ultimately, Yaakov in the triumphs, except that the Malach is Pegev, Kafiyarech Yaakov. Al-Kain, therefore, Klal Yisrael, the Redaris, has a prohibition against eating the Gid Hanasha, something which lasts eternally, throughout the Redaris. Now, the incense is something which Sarachim to a large degree, meaning Klal Yisrael, we look throughout Chumash Bereishis, throughout the incense of the Avos, we generally, years and years and years can pass without saying too much about the Avos. Chazal, in the Torah, because Baruch Hu picks specific incense that others teach us lessons. We don't really recount any single incense that happened just because it happened. That in itself is not a reason to make a commemoration. The fact that Yaakov Avinu had a specific incense with the Malach, why is that important to us? Why is that relevant to us to commemorate the Rederis? And there was much which was said on this topic. Why Gid Hanasha? What was the lesson of Gid Hanasha the Rederis? But one thing which Shneur Kollar points out, and that is that the Avos, there's a transition in these parashas between the Avos and the Klal Yisrael, the Shvatim, and the Klal Yisrael, which will proceed as Klal Yisrael grows. Now, what happens is, until this point, Klal Yisrael consists of Avraham Avinu, Yitzchak Avinu, Yaakov Avinu, and at this point, once they've attained a certain level of perfection, once the Avos have achieved all they're supposed to achieve, they can now go ahead and move to the next stage of converting their personal attributes, their milas, into a national level of Klal Yisrael. That begins with the Shvatim. We'll go forth to Mitzrayim and build Klal Yisrael based on the milos of the Avos. And things that we can attain today are all built into the system, starting with those Yechidim. But it is the point where it switches over from being an individual effort to being a national effort. Now, in order to do that, in order to switch into the national mode, the Avos first had to achieve a large degree of perfection. That perfection came about by Yaakov. Yaakov Ishtam. Yaakov was the culmination of the efforts of Ram and Yitzchak, and he built upon that. And Yaakov was the one who was matzliach to go ahead and set forth Klal Yisrael as a nation. Now, Yaakov at this point was, again, Ishalim. He comes back to Eretz Yisrael, and he's standing there. Ready to proceed, to set forth his course of history. And the Malach realizes this is a chance, this is Esav's chance, his final chance to make a real dent in Klal Yisrael, to prevent that from taking effect. So the Malach goes and struggles with Yaakov. The Pesukim talk about a simple struggle, but we know it's much more of the struggle. What happened here was that the Malach of Esav was trying to challenge Yaakov on his own merits and see what he could accomplish, so to speak, pegeya in Yaakov's abilities, Yaakov's own stagging, his own ruchnias, and his ability to create an ummah. What happens? The Malach is unsuccessful. Yaakov Yuchalai. Every place he tried to find a weak spot within Yaakov's avodas Hashem, he couldn't succeed. Yaakov was perfect on all fronts. He couldn't infringe on any single spot. However, what did he get? He hits the Gid Hanasha. Now, what is that? Yaakov, you know, from then on, would be limping. The point is that the Gid Hanasha itself, nothing was taken from Yaakov. Overall, Yaakov was still shalim. He had all the pieces. He had all the parts. Everything was there. Nothing was damaged. Nothing was removed. However, the ability, the Gid, the tendons, which hold the muscles together, hold the bones together, is the ability for a person to walk in a straight line, means that everything is functioning in synchronization. Everything functions together. What the Malach hit was that L'dayri Deris, Klal Yisrael will have many, many milos. Everyone in Klal Yisrael has their milos, and together we all contribute towards an overall shlemus. But sometimes, very, very much, because of the effect of Esav, throughout the Deiris, we will lack the ability to work together towards achieving that Shlemus. Ultimately, as the father pointed out on this Vardar of Shneir, you see that the Golas Edom will ultimately be a Vardar of Sinus Chinam. What happened is, throughout the Deiris, that even though we each have our own unique virtues, we can't put it all together and come together and use each other's milos to build together. Ultimately, to get a nushas to remind us, even though we have all those milos, to look to put it all together, everyone's individual milos, to come together towards a Umma Shlema, possessing all those milos of the others.